following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We are back live across Michigan, hour number two, presented by our good friends at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Download that Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app and get in on your favorite games and also all the action. In a moment, Nick Kotsenika from NHL.com will talk about the Wings and the Canadiens tonight. Flyers and Washington in Philly. Wings with that unbelievable win in OT, down 4-2 going into the third last night against the Canadiens. They win it 5-4 in OT. Raymond with the game tying goal, the game winner. They're in Montreal again tonight. Philadelphia's hosting Washington. If the Caps win, they're in the playoffs. If the Wings win and the Caps get only one or lose, then the Wings are in. A lot of drama on 82nd game day. We'll hear from Nick Kotsenika. Also, Daniela Bruce was at Little Caesars Arena last night. Her thoughts on that experience, watching the Wings come back from down 4-2 going into the third. John Beilein and Josh Garvey talking hoops, presented by our friends from Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms. That will be coming up in an hour. Mike Knuble will check in on the Wings. We also threw out our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day that you can answer. Will the Wings get a W and make the playoffs tonight? Will the Flyers get Washington? You can join in at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. We also started the show with the news out of Ann Arbor. Michigan receives probation, show cause penalties, or that'll be show cause penalties stemming from NCAA investigation into recruiting violations. Reading the story, Michigan and five former staffers have reached an agreement with the NCAA Committee on Infractions for penalties regarding an ongoing investigation into recruiting and coaching violations committed by the program. The violations involve illicit recruiting and coaching during the COVID-19 dead period, according to a notice of allegations handed out by the NCAA in December. The school faced four level two violations regarding staffers, along with a level one allegation against then coach Jim Harbaugh. The violations involved texting during the dead period, analysts performing on-field coaching, and coaches watching workouts over Zoom during the shutdown. Michigan also agreed the allegations constituted a violation of head coach responsibility after Harbaugh failed to cooperate with investigators. As part of the agreement, Michigan and its former staff members agreed to several penalties. One coach declined to participate in the negotiated resolution process, leaving it formally open. That has to be Harbaugh. And the way Michigan ran the bus over him when he's gone after what he did for the school just shows Ward Manuel never liked the dude. Michigan will serve 3 years probation. Michigan will pay a fine and face recruiting restrictions. The coaches involved will face a one-year show cause ban. You can follow more in this story at thewolverine.com. But for Michigan to just back the Mazen blue bus over Harbaugh, total BS. It is. Total BS. Nick Kotsenika from NHL.com is set to join us. I don't remember in hockey, baseball, we've had that you know, final day, final game, the drama, somebody has to win, they're in a one-game playoff. I do not remember the drama on NHL playoff spots, maybe because Detroit's been in it for the last month or so on fighting, trying to have some clearance on a playoff spot. But it's been fantastic NHL drama almost on a daily basis. And the one thing I wish, because if Washington wins tonight in Philly and Detroit wins in Montreal, Washington gets one of the tiebreakers. And what I wish they would do, and I was thinking about this when Ken Kell and Paul Woods were talking last night on the Wings Radio Network after that thrilling win in OT over Montreal. I wish they'd do some like one-game playoffs. I really do. Almost like a play-in. If you're tied after 82 games, it comes down to a tiebreaker, but the rules are the rules. Nick Katsuniga, NHL.com, one of the great hockey insiders in the world. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't know if it's because, you know, it's exciting to see the Wings pushing to get back in to the playoffs, and they've been doing it most of the second half of the season, but really the last two, 3 weeks, every game has almost felt like a playoff game. But all this positioning, teams tied, four teams tied at once, you know, Philly with an outside shot still on, you know, the final game. I don't remember an NHL season like this that had that much drama going into the final game.
Well, I think part of it is Detroit's involved. If you go back to last year, you know, Florida had to scrape right to the very end to squeak into the playoffs. And if you remember, the Panthers goalie was a guy named Alex Lyon, who's playing for Detroit this year. But they squeaked in at the very end and ended up going all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So we've had drama in recent years, but to have four teams here separated by 2 points going into, you know, essentially the last day of the season tonight for all of them, I mean, it's fantastic. And you look at Detroit's run here. The last three games, just fighting, right? You know, they had to fight back against Pittsburgh from several deficits to get a point there. You know, they were facing elimination in Toronto, had to kill a penalty at the end of regulation, win that game in overtime. And then we see last night, right? They're down 4-1, fight back, you know, tie it late, win in overtime. It's been fantastic. And that's probably the loudest that I've heard Little Caesars Arena since the Red Wings started playing there.
What do you like about this team? Because they are different from teams that have failed to make the playoffs, which used to just seem like turnkey April conversation in the state of Michigan and across the hockey landscape. But why is this team different when you look at this Wings team compared to teams you've seen?
What I like about this team is it doesn't give up, right? And, you know, that game that was their 12th third period comeback win of the season, that's second in the league to the New York Rangers, who have 14, that would be their first-round playoff opponent, by the way, if they make it, which means that'll be a heck of a series. Don't turn off the TV. But, you know, I love that, right? This team competes. It doesn't give up. It keeps fighting. It can score. I love the addition of Patrick Kane. He's been so fun to watch. I don't think anybody expected him to come back from hip surgery and play as well as he's played. What I don't like is that they keep falling behind and needing to come back. Like, this definitely is a flawed team, but it's a lot of fun to watch, and I give them a lot of credit for the way they just fight on a nightly basis.
Nick Katsuniga, NHL.com, opinion maker, hockey insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line talking about the Wings' final game tonight. They have to win and have Philly beat Washington. So let's handicap the two games that concern the Wings Nation across the state, Nick. What about Philly and Washington tonight? Philly with an outside shot, Washington with a big win over the Bruins, getting hot goaltending right now. Your thoughts on the Flyers and the Caps?
Well, this has been a turtle race, right? Like, none of these teams have really wanted to seize that last spot. So it's sort of it's difficult to handicap. Washington's a team that, it's funny, right? They have a minus 38 goal differential. When they lose big. When they win tight, right? And they won a 1-0 game against Boston. So, you know, I think their best shot is a low-scoring, tight game tonight. It'll be interesting to see which Flyers show up. They've really struggled down the stretch, which does not bode well for Detroit. But, you know, it's hockey. You never know, right? Who would have thought Montreal would come in and take a 4-1 lead on the Red Wings when they've got nothing to play for. Detroit has everything to play for. But if I'm watching, you know, on my second screen tonight, you know, I want a high scoring loose game because that's probably, you know, better for Philadelphia. If it's a tight game, that's probably better for Washington.
When you look at the upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs, Nick, and the season is really, like I saw Edmonton put up 9 on San Jose last night. The scoring's been crazy, at least, you know, from my viewpoint. Who are your power teams right now? If you said 2 in the East, 2 in the West.
Well, like you said, scoring has been crazy, right? So I sort of go the opposite way when you look at the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, who can defend? You know, who has good goaltending, right? Who's really good 5-on-5? Like, I think there's probably 8 to 12 teams that have a legitimate shot at winning this thing. You know, but I look out west, and I really like Dallas a lot. I think the Stars are balanced. I think they're really good 5-on-5. They play well defensively. They've got, you know, if Ottinger is playing well, they have good goaltending. So, you know, I watch out for Dallas. But on the flip side, you know, Edmonton, since the coaching change, has been one of the best teams in the league. You got that high-end talent with McDavid and Draisaitl. They've added some depth. Wouldn't it be something if Ken Holland gets another Stanley Cup before he's done? You know, and in the East, I think the East is wide open. You know, a month to 6 weeks ago, I would have said the Panthers are the team to beat. They're just nasty. Really good 5-on-5. You know, hard team to play against. They've struggled a bit down the stretch. So can they get their game back? I think if they get their game in order, they're the best team in the East. But look at the Rangers. Look at the Hurricanes. You know, I think there are a lot of teams here that can do some damage, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
His name is Nick Kotsuniga, NHL.com. Follow him year-round when it comes to stories on and off the ice. Big night for the Wings in Montreal, and also a lot of Flyers fans in Hockey Town with the Flyers needing to beat or tie the Caps tonight in Philly. Nick, always appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Enjoy it tonight.
Yeah, Nick Kotsuniga. It does feel like almost a Game 7 night. And the Wings need to take care of business in Montreal, who has the second-worst home record in the Eastern Conference next to Columbus, and then Philly needs to beat Washington. I just can't get enough. A lot of people are saying, can you play that Ken Cal call, the game winner last night over Montreal at LCA in Detroit?
Gustav Bear hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores! Oh, my goodness! Lucas Raymond wins the game for Detroit in overtime! Final score, Red Wings 5, Montreal 4, and Lucas Raymond has done it again.
That is just one. And that it from a broadcaster perspective, listening to another broadcaster, it's just done so well. And then the natural emotion of Ken and Paul Woods, phenomenal. If you missed my conversation with Ken and Paul Woods, we'll have the huge replay before this show is over. Daniela Bruce works with the Wings on the radio networks, Tigers 2. She was at LCA last night. She'll join us coming up in our next segment. Talking Hoops with former Michigan coach John Beilein and Josh Garvey from Dorn Mayhew. That is happening in about 50 minutes. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs. Also, what Dusty May needs to do with Michigan in terms of now recruiting the transfer portal and getting recruits to come in. I think he can do a quick flip. Just like I like Jonathan Smith at Michigan State, what he's done. I have a good feeling that this team will be in a bowl game. This Michigan State football team will be in a bowl game at the end of the year. And we'll keep you up to date on what we're hearing from the Wolverine.com with the NCAA handing down. It's 4 minor violations, and the major violation was Michigan admitted that Harbaugh didn't cooperate. I bet Harbaugh has to be furious right now. And there's one coach who didn't accept the show cause orders. That has to be Harbaugh, and I think he's going to come out swinging on this. You're in Michigan, and you sided with the NCAA, the National Communist Athletic Association? It's dirty. It's like the politics we have in our nation's capital, both sides of the aisle. There's not a politician I've seen that I respect anywhere in this country because they don't represent the people. They don't understand putting America first. They don't understand a secured border, that they're going to tell people they need IDs to get their IRS refunds in Atlanta, but you can just have millions crossing the southern border when they want to. Oh, if I want to go to Canada, my God, in and out of that place. Our country needs people who want to put America first. That's it. Hey, ID to vote. I need ID to, they still ID me because I look like I'm 21 and I'm 62. ID to vote, ID to drive, ID to buy booze, ID to go to a casino. If you go to Soaring Eagle, you have to show an ID, right? You get pulled over by police, you have to show an ID unless you're an illegal immigrant. Yeah. I'm all about America welcoming immigrants from all over the world who come here illegally. I'm all about that. Man, don't get me going on this country right now. And what's sad is I'm in the media and watching the mainstream media nationally be complicit with lies, deceit, and agenda and gendered driven stories. It's sad, folks. We need politicians elected in, your vote matters, who want to put America first, and that's all Americans. And welcome anybody from around the world who wants to come in, and you're vetted like I am if I try and go in and out of Canada, if I go to Madrid with my son's soccer team, if I go to Mexico, I need a passport. If I go to any country, got to take my luggage off, have it inspected by customs, you got to go through a process. That's why countries have borders. America first. That's it, man. That's all. I'm not picking sides in politics. The side I'm taking is protecting and enabling Americans in need, rebuilding our schools, and giving all people a chance at the American dream legally. When illegal immigrants are coming to America and living better lives than veterans who have served our country and their families, something is wrong with the process. America first. That's it. I'm telling you. It's a way to go. Your vote matters. All levels. Your city, your county, your state, your school board. Do not let school boards tell you how you should raise your children. That's not their job. Your vote matters. Whoever you want to vote for, that's your choice. And anybody who opposes an ID for voting, come on. I got to show my ID everywhere, right? How are you far right if you want an ID to be shown when you vote? So we can trust our process. Go Google how many countries in the world have voting with no ID required. There are people pulling up in camels. Try and get that ID out of your ass when you're pulling up in a camel. We go through these phases in American history, and good always triumphs over evil. And it will work out. I don't know how soon, but it will work out. People ask me, why don't you get into politics? And I said, 16 to 40 was kind of crazy. Plus, I couldn't. The beat button, throwing a chair over a table at somebody, I just would lose it. Me being a politician would look like me golfing yesterday with Hammer and Hank, Superfly's dad, Keith Magic, who got back from his Rhine Valley German monument cruise, whatever it is. Were you just in golf? Were you just upset and you want to blame everybody else or throw something or say you're never golfing with them again? That's how I'd be as a politician. Danielle Bruce will join us coming up in our next segment. Beeline and Garvey talking hoops coming up in about 55 minutes. You want to join in our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day, and you talk about a whiskey that's American-made, bottled in Michigan. They care about our heroes. Flying Ace Whiskey, look for the bottleneckers on bottles of Flying Ace all across Michigan, where you can donate directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter and help the children of men and women injured or killed in combat, or the children of our heroes, our first responders, injured or killed while protecting and serving. Look for those Flying Ace Whiskey bottleneckers on bottles all across Michigan. You can donate immediately to Folds of Honor, and that money will stay right with their Michigan chapter. Flying Ace Whiskey, proud to be an American made and proud to be bottled in Michigan. And our huge question of the day, do you think the Wings are going to get into the playoffs? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on that huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000, and you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Thank you. Show is back live across Michigan 19 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Man, last night was flat out awesome at LCA. I wasn't there, but I had Ken on earlier, and I told him I listened to the third period in the overtime in my truck, and I heard the final call.
Gustav Spear hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores! Oh, my goodness! Lucas Raymond wins the game for Detroit in overtime! Final score, Red Wings 5, Montreal 4, and Lucas Raymond has done it again.
Yeah, did it again. I got the fourth goal to tie it up in the game winner in OT. Wings in Montreal tonight. They win, and Washington loses or ties at Philly. Wings will get a playoff spot. Daniela Bruce works with the Wings and also the Tigers. And Daniela, what a night at LCA.
Oh, it was incredible. I love hearing that call. I could listen to it over and over again, but the reaction from everybody in the building was just as energetic as Ken Cal was on that call. I was down near the locker room area. I was gearing up for a post-game interview just in case it did happen, and everybody down there from Trevor Thompson on Valley Sports Detroit and all the other media that comes down there for post-game, we all went absolutely crazy with that same energy. So it was such a fun night, and fans deserve that, right? They've gone through a lot of ups and downs this season, so to have a really cool moment like that to close out the home season was pretty awesome.
Win or lose tonight, what have you enjoyed following this Wings team in 2023-2024? What has happened that you didn't expect?
Well, Patrick Kane joining the Red Wings was definitely a highlight of that. Just watching Lucas Raymond become that superstar caliber player, and hopefully he continues to grow into that as he gets a little older. At just 22 years old, he's really exceeded expectations in year three. But I think overall it's just being in these games late in the season, even if the Red Wings don't find themselves in the playoffs at the end of this game here tonight. This was really exciting. It felt like a playoff run for the last couple of weeks of the season. Every game meaning everything to this team, and you could feel that in the room. You could feel that amongst some of the young guys, and I think they're going to channel that in the future, and it's going to be a really fun couple of years here in Hockey Town.
Yeah, and what is the future, win or lose tonight? Whether or not they get into the playoffs, they could win and still not get in because Washington has the tiebreaker, which I do wish they had a playoff game in hockey instead of, you know, playing 82 and having a tiebreaker. I really would love to see a playoff game, you know, one like they do in baseball, and you get the play-in tournament in the NBA. But rules are rules. So win or lose, make the playoffs or go home. How are the Wings set up for the future?
Well, you, like I mentioned, you have to love the way that Lucas Raymond is playing, and he's going to get his contract sometime this offseason, and then Mo Sider too. But I think one player we really need to highlight is Simon Edmundson. Impatiently waiting for him to come up was the story of the season, right? He finally gets up here a few weeks ago, and he looks like he fits right in. That's exactly what you wanted to see from the young defenseman, and him and Mo are going to hold down that blue line for us as the years evolve. I think there are some question marks as to next season. A lot of unrestricted free agents at the end of the year. We'll see what decisions that Steve Yzerman makes, but I think the future looks really, really bright for this team. They have that core, and the core is developing. I haven't even mentioned the captain, Dylan Larkin, who really is the driving force for this team, and he's here for another seven seasons at least. So it's going to be a really great couple of years as the Red Wings get over the hump of making the playoffs and becoming that Stanley Cup contender. I see it happening in the next few years.
Daniela Bruce from the Wings and the Tigers joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So if they do get in, is it the Rangers in the opening series?
It looks like it is. They have clinched the President's Trophy, and they will be that first number one seed in the Eastern Conference. So yeah, it looks like it would be a matchup, and the Wings would be headed to New York if they sneak in tonight.
Yeah, that would be a big series. Just getting back to the playoffs for a storied franchise, for a fan base, Hockey Town, the state of Michigan, even beyond our state borders, just for the Wings to get back would be huge.
Oh, it would be. And you know the city of Detroit would absolutely erupt. That atmosphere at Little Caesars Arena last night was a playoff-like atmosphere, and I give the fans a lot of credit because there was not a lot to cheer for the first two periods of that game. There was a little bit of the air sucked out of the room, right, when Montreal's up 4-2 in a must-win game, but I couldn't believe the amount of fans that stayed till the end of that game. You know, when a team's down 4-2 in the third period, a lot of people might start their cars and say, hey, you know what, we're going to beat the traffic, right? And nobody did that. That building was packed to the very end. So playoff hockey at Little Caesars Arena would be spectacular. I really, really hope it's this year. Fingers crossed that we get some good news tonight. But if not, it's something to look forward to. And I think next year, the entire season will be that way.
It feels like playoff hockey tonight. Wings in a must-win situation to get the 2 points. Back-to-back games with Canadians tonight in Canada and Philly hosting Washington. You need a tie, a 1 point or loss by Washington and a Wings win. And they're going off to New York to take on the Rangers. Daniela Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Also a good day for the Tigers this afternoon. They rally for two late and they beat the Rangers 4-2, getting great pitching to start that series.
Yes. You know what? I wasn't there today because I'm in Montreal with the Red Wings, but I did hear that in his post-game press conference, A.J. Hinch did say he watched the Red Wings game last night, decided to take a page out of their book. So awesome. We've just got the comeback kids all over Detroit,
I love
right?
it. Yeah, I thought they were, when they were down, I said, oh, here we go again. Bats aren't going. And I start doing the show, and all of a sudden I get the update, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Big win. And another day game coming up tomorrow and on Thursday in Detroit. Daniela, appreciate everything you do. Keep up the great work with the Tigers and Wings.
Thanks so much. Always happy to join you.
All right, Daniela Bruce joining us on the Meyer guest line. Hey, you see the Meyer logo on the sleeves where MLB allows one marketing partner, and you got the Meyer logo on, I think it's the home games. I'm not sure. I don't remember the road yet, but I saw it. I was just noticed it yesterday with that Meyer logo on the sleeves. And the Huge Show, proud to be a longtime partner with Meyer, with locations all across Michigan and the Midwest. And if you're a golf fan, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give is back Father's Day week at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. It's one of the top stops on the LPGA Tour. Ticket, tourney info at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dornayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Coppercraft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th. 25th in Detroit.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer on a Tuesday, presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Also, download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. Get in on the games you love to play and your favorite teams. Baseball, NBA playoffs, golf, and more. Just download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. All right, we began the show talking about a story that broke just before we launched statewide on this Tuesday on 19 stations that Michigan receives probation, show cause penalty stemming from NCAA investigation into recruiting violations. One coach didn't agree to everything. I assume that's Harbaugh. That hasn't been reported. Just my opinion. Anthony Broom is with the Wolverine.com. They have coverage on this story. So, you know, Anthony, when you got wind of this story today, when you read through at least what's been reported, what are your thoughts from Ann Arbor?
Yeah, I mean, certainly not nothing, but it essentially comes down to what is a slap on the wrist. Now, again, it's for the COVID-19 recruiting violations. It's not tied into Steingate. It's a totally different investigation that we expect to go on for some time here still. And who's to say what comes from that at this point? But, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the things that they'll face for, you know, some of the stuff they were accused of during COVID, you know, watching guys work out via Zoom and, you know, the whole burger stuff, a lot of it seems like it's things that have been self-imposed already. You know, they held back on visits the first few weeks of the season. You know, the national signing days, they weren't really participating much in that from a program perspective in terms of announcing guys on social media. You know, a couple show causes in there. I assume that Jim Harbaugh is probably going to get one of those, but it seems like this is a deal that kind of was cut with Michigan and the NCAA, as opposed to, you know, having its former head coach involved. So, you know, what he has to deal with, I'm not sure yet. But at the same time, you know, I think this is ultimately probably a good thing to just kind of move on from this matter and then see what comes of, you know, the signed stuff when that drops.
They said in the story, at least what I read from CBS Sports, that one coach didn't agree to the deal, and we'll handle that on an individual basis, or it remains open, however it was phrased. Have they identified that coach yet? My thought when I read it initially was that the Harbaugh had said all along he didn't mislead him. I didn't think all of a sudden he's going to admit he did. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What are you hearing?
I think it's pretty heavily implied that it is him.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, his lawyer comes out and makes a statement today that said that Harbaugh's response to the notice of allegations never went public, and he's not sure it ever will go public. So, again, I don't know. He's from the start, he's a guy that will fight to the bitter end, you know, if he's accused of doing something wrong. Now, whether he actually did it or not, or what he did was wrong or not, I guess that's going to be for him to deal with the NCAA now. You know, certainly served a 3-game suspension for already. at the beginning of the season. And again, he's not coming back to college football anytime soon. So really at this point, you know, you don't want to chuck him under the bus, so to speak. But you know, him not being part of this deal that was made, it's kind of, you know, between him and the NCAA now, whatever they rule on.
All right, and speaking of ruling on, and this doesn't involve the Connor Stallions and the allegations they're assigned stealing and breaking rules, has there been any update on who was on that sidelines with CMU football in the MSU football game last fall? That story was hot and heavy, and it was like once Michigan beat Penn State, once they beat Ohio State, really, it kind of went away. What are you hearing anything about Connor Stallions and that story connected to Michigan, and also the allegations that was Connor Stallions on the sidelines in CMU coaches' gear?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, every once in a while, you know, we'll do the cursory check-in, and not a whole lot has changed. I mean, there's no other evidence that links any other coaches at Michigan to the sign-stealing stuff. As far as the sideline at Michigan State, I mean, I know what I think I know happened, but, you know, they, for the life of them, I check in every once in a while with some folks up in Mount Pleasant. Like, they, no one's talking. The NCAA has been through a few times. They can't figure it out, so I don't know. For the life of me, I don't know what's going to happen with that because for whatever reason, they can't seem to get to the bottom of it. So yeah, it's been odd. So many things about last year were odd. I at this point, I have no idea what happens with that because no one's talking, no one's saying anything. So you can't. I don't know if the NCAA can make anyone sit down and take a polygraph or anything like that. They're not a investigative bureau, or they're not the police. So I ultimately don't think much more is going to come of that.
Anthony, you've been to a lot of stadiums on the sidelines back in the day at CMU, now TheWolverine.com and other places you've worked. I've been on a lot of sidelines. I will say this right now, even at the high school level, getting on, and now you get to the D1 level, getting on the sidelines is like crossing over to Canada to go on a trip or coming back home. It's not easy. I am flat out stunned that it's not very simple to say who this was or why they were there. I'm telling you, I go back to when it first broke. I said, this will be 2 days, a day. They'll have a list. They'll have a pass list. They have cameras everywhere. I mean, ironically, when it's into filming and everything, nobody can figure out on film who that guy is. It's crazy.
Well, I'll just say this, you know, gosh darn it, there are so many college football issues, and that should be at the top of the list to figure out, because God, there's nothing else going on in college.
Well, and that's, and now that gets to the point where I dropped an opinion earlier that the Michigan story is leading CBS sports coverage, that it's 4 minor violations. The only major violation is the school agreeing with the NCAA that Harbaugh misled them, which Harbaugh has vehemently denied. We're looking at NIL money exchanging hands, NIL money being listed on a value on a recruit, and Michigan's getting hammered, or we're still trying to figure out who was on the sidelines in the Connor Stallions drama. That's my point here, that the selective enforcement of the NCAA is why they have zero credibility. Zero.
I can't disagree with any of that. It's, again, and I've said this from the very start with you when we've talked on here, is that with the sign stuff, with the recruiting violations, I can't sit here and pontificate that Michigan didn't do anything wrong. Like, you're not part of an investigation if you didn't do anything wrong. You know, you don't have these types of, you know, punishments come down if there wasn't some sort of wrongdoing. But at the same time, it's, you know, I hesitate to do the point the finger, look at what else is going on elsewhere, but it just seems there's so much that's Amen. Happened, that's gone on, that I don't know why.
Amen.
Listen, you take your punishment and you go on, but hey, this is
Yeah, that is what it is. I mean, Michigan caved to him last year when they suspended Harbaugh. I got to get to a network time on Anthony. I always appreciate your honesty and your own opinions. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right, Anthony Broom checking in on the Meyer guest sign Remember, if you miss any podcast, any interview, any huge opinion, any hour or full show, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.